We have coming up the Citizens Fire Academy, and we're ready to start taking applications for that academy. 9-week program. It's designed to open lines of communication and let people see what we do as a fire department and how we work, how we work on the inside. And that way they get kind of a comprehensive overview of all that we take care of and how we manage to, you know, put ourselves together to do all those tasks and protect the city. There will be some hands-on activities as well as sitting in classroom, so they will get a chance to kind of touch and feel being a firefighter. There will be a live burn at the end of the program. We get to go out to Brayton Fire Field, and everybody, you get to actually suit up and go in there and fight a fire. So, with our guidance, of course.
And how does one go about applying?
Okay. We want you to apply, if possible, please apply online. And as soon as I get my little handy-dandy computer to move down to where I can see it.
Yeah, this is the debut of the portable laptop.
Yes. You can apply online at www.bryantx.gov. Go to the Bryan Fire Department tab, and you should be able to apply online there. If you are not able to apply online, then we will have applications at the Central Fire Station. You can pick them up. But the most efficient way is online if you have that ability.
And you may have mentioned this already, but a deadline would be?
Deadline will be Monday, August 5th, 2013. We do have some eligibility requirements. Those will be listed on there as well. Space is limited to 20 people. Minimum age of 18 to participate. You must be a citizen who lives or works in the city of Bryan, and you are expected to attend every class if at all possible, because we usually have to turn people away. And if you apply and you take somebody's spot and then you only show up a couple of times, it's really pretty unfair to the person who would have shown up. So we ask that you be willing to make that commitment and attend. That's weekly three-hour classes every Thursday, September 5th through October 29th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Graduation from this academy will take place on Tuesday, October 29th, instead of Thursday, October 31. Meal provided at each class. Some of these meals are provided by the firefighters. And trust me, they know how to eat and they know how to cook.
Very good. What else is going on?
We were just elated to see the resolution passed by City Council. That is just a fantastic thing for us.
And for those who are not familiar with that,
although I'm sure everybody was listening to the newscast this morning with Kat, and everybody already knows all about this, but the resolution was over a 10-year period to bring our staffing up to a minimum 4-man staffing on each engine and aid for the battalion chief. This is a level that not a great deal of fire departments manage to aspire, they aspire to, but they don't reach. Some of our larger cities in the state of Texas are running four-man crews, such as Dallas and Houston and so on. There is a couple of cities our size, Baytown and Galveston, that are already four-man. Reaching this level is definitely showing that the city considers fire services and police services very important to the citizens. It allows us to do a much better job and do it much safer.
And more about that will be coming up during the budget cycle through the rest of the summer. I recall that we'll plot out the number of additional firemen over a 10-year period to get that to that level, and I think they're going to do a pretty healthy jump start in the first year of that.
I believe so, but those details will be forthcoming.
All right, very good. Well, we need to skedaddle. Is there anything else quickly?
No, just be careful out in that heat out there. Drink plenty of fluids, rest, don't stay out in the sun too long. Just be really careful. It's been a good day to be inside today.
Yes, it has, and there's been a couple field fires lately, and we'll see if we get any relief with some rainfall. And you know, Brazos, and I think Burleson County is the only ones here in our part of the world still without a burn ban, but that might be coming in the not-too-distant future if we don't get any moisture.
It definitely could be, and I think the county commissioners will be watching closely. The county judge will be watching closely as to how the county citizens do as far as how careful they are. So, I mean, they'll also be watching the drought conditions, but we might make it through without one if we get a little bit of rain and everybody's really careful.